Do not worry. Can you add a single hour to your life by worrying? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything you need will be given to you. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Which of you, if your child asks for bread, will give them a stone? Or if they ask for a fish, will give them a snake? If you, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to you who ask Him? Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. Why do you look at the speck of dust in your neighbor's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when the entire time there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to remove the speck of dust from your neighbor's eye. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person brings good things out of the good stored up in them, and the evil person brings evil things out of the evil stored up in them. I tell you that you will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word you have spoken. By your words you will be justified, or by your words you will be condemned. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the darkness will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the closets will be proclaimed from the rooftops.